is Astral Soul Lightning, the book podcast, Thriller Edition, a podcast about making meaning through mythology, synchronicity, and the cosmos, understanding the world and what it means to be human through a wider lens. My new thriller, Darker Than Blood, The Psychic Thriller Experience, comes out on Saturday, August 23rd. I'm really excited about this. This Saturday, it's 2 weeks away. I've been working on it for a long time, so looking forward to this release. I've been involved in writing about relationships, sex, and dating for 3 decades, actually. It's longer, but that'll do. Our intimate relationships are the most important once we meet adulthood. Our first choices reveal our childhood and what we learned inside our family. What rivets me about Ghislaine Maxwell is how she refers to herself in relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell never takes responsibility. So let's drill down on one particular case. From Exhibit A of the Jane Doe case, from PDF Coffee, quote, Ms. Maxwell met plaintiff and her father outside of defendant's Palm Beach mansion, where Ms. Maxwell assured the minor girl's father that Ms. Maxwell would provide transportation home for his teenaged daughter. Ghislaine Maxwell led plaintiff, a.k.a. Jane Doe, up a flight of stairs to a spa room with a shower and a massage table. Defendant was lying naked on the massage table. Defendant meaning Jeffrey Epstein. Plaintiff was shocked, but with no experience with massages, thought this could be a massage therapy protocol. Ms. Maxwell then took off her own shirt and left on her underwear and started rubbing her breasts across defendant's body. She then was ordered to remove her underwear and to straddle the defendant. By she, that meant Jane Doe. The sexual abuse continued from there, the next day and the next day, and Jane Doe was paid for it. It was the 1990s. Ghislaine Maxwell was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend. For over a decade, this was their love language with each other. In everything Maxwell has said, but mostly what she has not said, she has convinced herself that she is not responsible for procuring underage girls for her pedophile boyfriend. A remorseless sociopath in love with a pedophile. Underage girls was their love language. What makes a woman lie to herself in a relationship? I just finished watching It Ends With Us on Netflix. I waited until the dust settled. I didn't read anything about the lawsuits. All I know is there were lawsuits. Some were, excused and won't go any further. Some keep going into 2026. But Blake Lively's character in what happens, she's convinced the incidents are accidents. Jason Baldoni, also the director, reacts with love, and Lively's character embraces his contrition. It takes someone outside the marriage bubble to look inside before Blake Lively realizes the bargain she's made in her marriage. That's Blake Lively's character. Then the lawsuits start flying in real life. The energy filming this drama must have been intense. What we learn is you cannot turn this energy off until you are out of the situation and look at it from the perspective of distance and time. Then there is the lose everything over what I remember quotient but never called out in the moment. There's not a relationship type I have not encountered through the secrets people have told me over many, many years. Also, the mistakes I have made myself. I made a lot of bad choices when picking male partners. My relationships over my life were serial monogamy. In younger days, I dated a married man. Relationships were passive-aggressive, in which I was a participating party. I admit. There was verbal violence and mental torture, but no one ever left bruises on my body, gave me a black eye, or anything physical to prove abuse. I was never taken to the hospital. That doesn't mean that I didn't have intense confrontations. I called authorities, had police inside my home, and sent a man to jail for drunken threats and escalating taunts, including an order of protection. The scars across my heart are the only remaining remnant because I have healed and made amends to myself. Long-term relationships are rough. Yelling and screaming fights are one thing. Menacing is another. Choosing to provide underaged sex partners to the man you supposedly love is psychopathic. I say love because the way Ghislaine Maxwell talks about her relationship with the notorious pedophile. From The Guardian in 2023. Quote, speaking from prison, Maxwell said, quote, I believe that he was murdered. I was shocked. Then I wondered how it happened, because as far as I was concerned, I was sure he was going to appeal. And I was sure he was covered under the non-prosecution agreement. But I wasn't in the indictment. I wasn't mentioned. I wasn't even one of the co-conspirators. I honestly wish I had never met him. Now, we're going to stop here for just a moment. That is how someone talks about an abusive relationship that they got out of. It's not how someone talks about being a participant in underage sex in threesomes and foursomes, etc. She went on in this Guardian interview. Tonight, this is 2023. Looking back now, I probably wish I had stayed in England. But leaving that aside, you know, I tried to leave and start another new job and move on from the end of 98, 99, so I wish I had been more successful in moving on because I'd been a banker, and so I should have moved on completely. And then Maxwell reveals herself in total. Quote, the well-known photograph showing a man with his arm around his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, is fake, she said. I don't believe it's real. This is someone who is mentally caught in her own web. Tina Brown in Substack this week explains further. As the hailstorm of unconfirmed revelations from every Epstein conspiracy theorist, amateur sleuth, and knowing pundit courses through the heat of summer, occasional vivid details ring the authenticity bell. In one allegation going around, Trump supposedly asked a Jane Doe at a Manhattan party in the early 90s to give him a hand job, but she was warned by the host's minion, quote, no one touches Mr. Trump's penis without a glove, end quote. Tina goes on, I can't vouch for Jane Doe's credibility, but it feels perfect, doesn't it? There is something about us knowing Trump's a germaphobe and the hushed reference to that sacred scepter, Mr. Trump's penis, end quote. Inside my new thriller, Darker Than Blood, is a subplot on adult entertainment. In the 1990s, my beat was sex, relationships, and dating as e-commerce exploded. The coverage of Maxwell misses one point. If Maxwell was in love with Jeffrey Epstein, nothing she did was wrong because they were in love, and this is how they expressed that love with one another. They didn't harm the girls as in their minds. They loved them. Love excuses a lot of horrible behavior, but we each are responsible. The thing is, when you are 12 or 14, you cannot be responsible when it is an adult guiding you into a sexual den of horrors and even sex slavery. Yes, people make mistakes. Yes, people can change. Ghislaine Maxwell feels no remorse or responsibility for what she did. When you destroy a life of a minor, however, through your own actions, you are not only guilty, but deserve the most severe punishment. Jeffrey Epstein had no sure way to recruit underage girls. Ghislaine Maxwell did. As for Trump, I still wonder what he meant by that wonderful secret scribble in the birthday book for Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday. Obviously, it was something he and Jeffrey Epstein shared. The diddlers and voyeurs who played Jeffrey Epstein's underage bingo got away so far. Their names mostly unknown. Protect the victims and survivors. Release the evidence, all of the names, all of the tapes. Release it all. My name is Taylor Marsh. You can find me at taylormarsh.com. You can finally find me on Instagram and X and Blue Sky and Threads. And my book, once again, Darker Than Blood, comes out in almost 2 weeks. I'm so excited. TaylorMarsh.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.